Visiting with Mark Hodges, the director of Oklahoma Genetics, we're at the wheat plot tour today where we've kind of taken a look at all kinds of varieties. What are your thoughts?
Well, actually, all the varieties look really good right now, but of caution would be we saw a lot of rust, stripe rust and leaf rust. That's a concern. We'd like to see, not necessarily right in this location, but especially in western Oklahoma, northwestern Oklahoma, we need another drink of water to kind of finish this crop off. Really, right now, from the rust we saw, it's going to be a race to the end. Do you get that full kernel before the rust takes it over? Again, remains to be seen. And in that vein, the forecast I've seen is at least a 50% or so chance of moisture over this next week. If we could keep those rust pustules off of or stop an infection on that flag leaf because of raindrops, hey, that'd be great. But let's see what happens.
Well, how do you tell, like, you know, what kind of year it's going to be? It's always a crapshoot in which, you know, which thing you're planting, right? And you just don't really know what you should plant for, but that, you know, with the rust situation, what is your advice on that?
That's the reason we say it's a breeder problem.
Yeah.
And Brett really enjoys me saying that, I know. But yeah, and that's part of his challenge as a breeder, that he has, there's so many factors he has to look at in breeding the plant. But that's part of it, is looking at the conditions that those lines have been developed under before he releases, because of course the rust races change over time. And today's rust isn't the same rust as 5 years ago or 10 years ago. It's different. And so the breeder has to continually keep up with that. And again, that doesn't mean there won't be any losses, but a lot of times they can minimize whatever losses there are.
Well, we've heard a lot of folks talk today about some of the varieties are becoming chemical resistant.
Yes. The two varieties we have right now, one was just released this past year and is in foundation seed production now. Will be open to OGI membership this coming year, and then the general producers the year after that. Of course, first one's Double Stop, and it's a clear field technology, two gene. It's extremely popular. As a matter of fact, it was our number one royalty generator this past year. And of course, that'd be across Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas. It was released in 2013. It's got broad adaptation from forage and yield and milling and baking qualities. It's been a very good wheat for us. I think originally it was more released from the standpoint of looking for something for central Oklahoma. But its range has just been tremendous. It's gone way into southern Texas and into eastern Colorado and western Kansas, and it's been a very good grazer as well. So Strad, its replacement, has a better disease package yet, but all those other great things about Double Stop. So we look for some really good things from Strad. And if Strad did have a weakness, and it's not really a weakness, but it's average on barley yellow dwarf, but all the other diseases and all those other concerns producers have on a crop, it's outstanding.
So. Well, Mark, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thanks.